Just out of curiosity, what was most surprising to you as you've gone through this process?
That it went on for so long without being discovered. That's the problem. Had it been discovered in the first year, it would have been an $800,000 error that we would have been glad to assist and be able to work through. But it went on for 3 years, and by that point, it was beyond the point of no return. It really was. Now, unfortunately, because the taxpayers are the sole owners of the fire district, they're going to be held responsible for this mistake. They're going to be held responsible for this error. I hate to even call it that because that's not serious enough. That's not a serious enough word.
But it's not just that error. It sounds like there was also potentially some malfeasance going on.
Absolutely.
And maybe that never would have been uncovered if not for this.
Well, it would have been uncovered because at some point, I think the Rhode Island State Employees Pension Fund would have raised a red flag about not receiving their payments. I can assure you that the union members in Coventry, in the Central Coventry Fire District, certainly didn't know that their money that was deducted from their checks was not being sent through to the proper authorities to manage their pension into the future. You know, they were caught as by surprise as everyone else was.
Wow. And there are 41 fire districts just like this operating throughout the state.
There are. There's 41 fire districts. And ultimately, in the town of Coventry, it should be one fire district responsible to the taxpayers in the town of Coventry. The only way to do that successfully is to bring everybody in from a level playing field. So either the Central Coventry Fire District liquidates or they stay in existence and pay off their debt. And there is a plan in place to be able to do that will be presented to the judge. And within 5 years, they will be back in the black. I will help to put a plan together to bring all of the districts into one jurisdiction under one umbrella.
Well, Gary Cody, again, thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.